This is KCUR 89.3. Since the late 1970s, congressional leaders have placed food aid programs in the Farm Bill in order to attract votes from urban legislators. The thinking was that congressional representatives from the cities would support a bill aimed at rural areas if they could get help where food stamp use was highest, which was in the inner cities. But as Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports, that line of thought may be changing.
It's a busy football Saturday at this grocery store in rural southwest Iowa near the Iowa-Nebraska state line. Store manager Nick Johnson is working the checkout as folks buy hamburger, soda pop, and chips.
$8.20.
Johnson says times have been tough around here. Lots of people lost their manufacturing jobs during the recession, though he says that it looks like some of those are coming back. And farm income is down across the country thanks to low crop prices. In this tiny corner of Iowa, nearly 40,000 people get assistance from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, what used to be known as food stamps. Most are white, and 40% live under the poverty level.
There's a lot of farmers in this community. There's a lot of people that have their own businesses, so they try to do the best they can.
Numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show that since 2012, SNAP participation is highest among households in rural areas and small towns under 2,500 people.
But it wasn't shocking or surprising when you think about the degree to which SNAP is related to people being poor.
Ellen Vollinger is with the Food Research and Action Center, a nonprofit fighting poverty-related hunger. The center analyzed the USDA data and found that nationally, 16% of households in rural areas use SNAP versus 13% in urban areas. Vollinger says the elderly population is larger in rural areas, which is driving the increase.
Can the data, if anything, probably suggests that there could be an even greater reach for SNAP in rural areas if it was doing a stronger job of reaching more of the elderly who are, in fact, eligible but not participating.
Vollinger says other people in rural areas who need food aid are low-wage workers who just don't make enough or don't get enough hours at work. Many are families with children. Nick Johnson, the grocer, says that over the years, he's seeing more of his customers buying healthy food.
So you see more people with bread, milk, eggs, pasta.
About a fifth of his store's annual revenue comes from SNAP, Johnson says. And that's about average, according to David Proctor of the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. He surveyed Kansas rural grocers on income from SNAP and another federal program that specifically helps mothers and children.
We get different percentages, I mean, from different owners, but, you know, anywhere from, say, 10% up to about 25%. Of their sales, they tell us, come from those federal food assistance programs.
Proctor says the federal food aid spent in grocery stores helps fuel small-town economies. He says those rural grocers need electricians, carpenters, and other service providers. USDA data shows that every dollar spent in SNAP generates up to $1.80 in economic activity in that area.
For every dollar that is spent in a local grocery store in SNAP, those dollars then translate into local economic development.
The other big winner with SNAP dollars? Chain stores that cater to rural areas like Dollar General. And the USDA says that last year, big box stores like Walmart took in more than half of the billions set aside for SNAP. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.